This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day when President Trump is speaking in Windham, New Hampshire, complaining about... about the temperature, and actually celebrating his indictments. He says that one more indictment and this election is over. That's the opinion of Donald J. Trump. He also cited in Windham, New Hampshire today, the fact that he applauded the fact that the candidate he calls the sanctimonious, that would be Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, is falling, struggling, and being replaced, being caught by Vivek Ramaswamy. And there's a big piece in the Wall Street Journal that says Ramaswamy draws scrutiny as he rises. What is the basis for that rise? The idea that he is novel, that he is something different. He also speaks exceptionally well. I think that a lot of people are guessing who is going to come out of the debate with the greatest benefit to his campaign. And of course, for people in the Republican Party, and it's not a small or invisible factor, it's about 25% of the Republican Party is very clearly against President Trump. It's one of the reasons he may have a difficult time in the general election, because if you lose 25% of your own party, if people actually feel strongly enough against President Trump that they won't vote for him, then given the close elections that we generally have and the way that this election is supposed to be close to, according to all of the most recent polling, that that losing 25% of your own partisan base can be very, very tricky. The idea that Ramaswamy is something novel and different, does that mean he can beat Trump or actually compete with Trump? No, and the best indication of that is Trump keeps saying nice things about Ramaswamy and comparing him to Ron DeSanctimonious, as he puts it, someone that he doesn't like. There is also a news report about somebody who America just likes about as much as possible, which is Barbie. Barbie was popular before. She, now that she has taken human form as Margot Robbie, she is incredibly popular, and the movie is just a runaway. And of course, you can say, well, Oppenheimer's popular, too. Yeah, but it's a different scale of popularity, and people don't... I can't imagine there'll be many people who will be putting up posters and following the fashion trends that Cillian Murphy, who plays Oppenheimer, displayed in the movie. With Margot Robbie, it's something different. Listen to this latest news report from the world of Hollywood. It's a remarkable milestone, actually. This is clip 14.
Billionaire Barbie. Greta Gerwig's Barbie is making history after raking in more than $1 billion at the box office. The movie has brought in $1.3 billion in ticket sales across the world 3 weeks after its debut. It is also the first U.S. motion picture directed by a woman to cross the $1 billion mark globally.
Globally. Yeah, it's fairly remarkable. You may recall, those of you who listen to the show regularly, and I hope everybody does, I thought the first half of Barbie was a terrific and entertaining movie. When it starts to get more serious and she encounters the real world and focuses on her fear of death and aging, it becomes a little bit less satisfying. And Will Ferrell, who can be one of the funniest people around, when he begins to play a major role in the film as the head of Mattel, who was trying to capture Barbie and get her out of the real world. I hope I'm not giving away anything that people don't know, but once you pass the $1 billion mark in box office gross, it's kind of indicative that most people know what the movie is about.
Is Barbie a communist?
Maybe.
Maybe.
No. And meanwhile, President Trump complaining about the heat in his event at a town hall, a campaign event in Windham, New Hampshire. He seems to be enjoying himself, but not so much appreciating the physical environment. Listen.
And by the way, I want to say officially for the press, it's about 110 degrees in this room. Nice job with the air conditioning, whoever. But you know what the press will say? You know what they'll say? Trump didn't look well. He was extremely wet. It's 104 or 5 degrees in this room. But we're okay with it, right?
And the press probably will now make reference to the heat in the room. President Trump also, in this event that is just wrapping up in Windham, New Hampshire, had this to say about his most recent indictment as a cause for celebration. Listen.
And in the morning consult that just came out, I wanted to see, because, you know, every time you get indicted, I like to check the polls, because... One more indictment that I think this election's over. One more. No, it's horrible. You get indicted for nothing. Can you imagine a guy? Let's indict my opponent. This is a sick... This is a third... This becomes a third world country. The latest morning consult poll has us far ahead. We're at 59%. And the others are at like 12. One is at 12. I think that's the sanctimonious, but he's rapidly being caught by Ramaswamy, who's good.
Ramaswamy, who is good. And certainly the Wall Street Journal calls attention to his recent rise. Vivek Ramaswamy, a 37-year-old biotech company founder, has moved into third or fourth place in some cases and state and national polls. And he says his opponents are taking notice. The knives are coming out, Ramaswamy said in an online video posted before the Wall Street Journal interviewed him for this story. The opposition research machines are churning. As the most prominent non-politician in the GOP field, Ramaswamy has a record that is less known than most of his rivals and will inevitably get more scrutiny if he keeps rising in the polls. His self-funding of his campaign could keep him in the race longer than some others. And I would add also, I think his debate performance, when people look at a lot of familiar faces who will be up there, and Mike Pence and Chris Christie, and of course President Trump and Ron DeSantis, and they'll see this novel face and think, wow, as the most prominent non-politician in the GOP field, Ramaswamy has a record that is less known than most of his rivals and will inevitably get more scrutiny if he keeps rising. The son of Indian immigrants is selling himself as an outsider, government spectic, and next-generation version of Trump. He, of course, is young enough to be Trump's child. Late last week, he declined to say if he would have certified the election results, as former Vice President Mike Pence declined in the early morning of January 7th, 2021. More on that. And someone willing to get canceled over the issue of gender reassignment surgery for children. Are you feeling old or tired? This is your immune system telling you your body has too much acid. Is your stomach upset? Acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you really like? Well, Balance 7 will change all of that by diluting the acid buildup in your body. Go to our website, michaelmedved.com, and click on the banner for Balance 7. Use the code MEDVED and get $15 off your order. Free shipping plus a free bottle of My Smooth Skin and a money-back guarantee. Just 3 1-ounce sips a day is all you need from Balance 7. How much will the new tax on gasoline impact your commuting costs? How can a Trojan horse income tax effort be inserted into a property tax relief proposal? And is your local school prioritizing critical race theory over teaching math and reading? Well, Washington Policy Center will keep you informed on everything you need to know about state policy. At WashingtonPolicy.org, you can subscribe to WPC's free Friday newsletter and get the information and analysis you need to stay on top of what's happening in our state. Go to WashingtonPolicy.org.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news. On the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, today is Election Day. Not many people paying too much attention to it, but there are big elections, primary elections, in Ohio and in Mississippi. And the election in Ohio is the most interesting because the voters are voting on whether or not to approve Issue 1, which is an amendment to the state constitution that would make it more difficult for voters to pass future amendments. Why is issue one there? It is to block what had been a very powerful desire to have an election coming up this November, an election involving a constitutional amendment that would guarantee a right to abortion. The pro-abortion people, the pro-abortion rights people, as they're often referred to, have put together they had almost a million signatures, so they were able to get a ballot proposition, and under the current Ohio Constitution, all they need is a majority vote, and it looks very likely that they would get that. What it reported from the National Journal says voters are voting on whether or not to approve Issue 1, an amendment to the state constitution that would make it more difficult for voters to pass future amendments. Constitutional amendments currently require support from a simple majority of voters, but Issue 1 would raise that threshold to 60%. This change would make it harder to approve future measures like the planned November election on a citizen-led ballot initiative that could enshrine the right to an abortion in the state's constitution. And people look at Ohio and they look and they say, well, wait, this is an increasingly conservative state. It's a state that Trump won easily twice. He won it easily in 2020. He won it easily in 2016. And there seems to be some fairly strong pro-life sentiment in Ohio. However, when it comes to this amendment that would guarantee a right to abortion, they are fairly confident that it would get a majority, though not that majority of 60% that it would need according to the old Constitution. The change in the ballot initiative would also require citizen-led initiatives to gather signatures in all 88 of Ohio's counties instead of the current requirement of 44, and would eliminate the 10-day cure period that allows citizens to replace signatures should the Secretary of State's office deem any in the first collection to be faulty. Polls close at 7:30 p.m. and results should be available quickly thereafter. Now, if this issue one passes, it would be considered a big Republican victory because it would make it much less likely that the citizens of Ohio would, quote, enshrine the right to abortion as part of the state constitution. This all goes to the fact that Sherrod Brown, who is the very liberal Democratic senator from Ohio, is up for re-election in November, not of this year, but of next year. And he obviously, one of the issues in which he disagrees with the state Republican Party is on the, quote, right to abortion. Ohio, one of those states which is moving to restrict access to abortion, which, according to many previous polls, the majority of Ohioans had wanted, but we will see what happens here. In Mississippi, the Republican governor, his name is Tate Reeves, is expected to hold off a pair of insurgent candidates in the Republican primary. One of them is a military veteran named David Hardegree and an anti-vaccination crusader known as John Witcher. He's supposed to, Governor Reeves, to sail through to the nomination. And his Democratic challenger, Public Service Commissioner Brandon Presley, no relation, I don't believe, or a distant relation at best to the best-known Presley, is running unopposed in the Democratic primary. Meanwhile, with all of that going on, there are questions about freedom of expression, which are very much part of the latest set of indictments regarding President Trump. And by the way, at any moment, the new set of indictments could come down in Fulton County, Georgia, where they have already set up protective barriers and special police protection because they apparently are expecting all kinds of violent reactions. By the way, I do think that that is part of a tendency on the part of some officials, particularly Democratic officials, to believe the worst about Trump loyalists. And I don't think that's fair. I don't think that, especially given the fact that, President Trump himself is fairly jovial in celebrating the additions to his popularity that he gets every time he gets a new indictment. The idea that there will be some people who are so angry at a Georgia indictment for racketeering, for trying to overturn the results of the election in Georgia and to find those missing 11,800 votes that President Trump was looking for, the idea that people would be so angry at a new set of indictments for President Trump that they would attack the courthouse, that they would cause havoc, that there would be violence in the streets. No, I don't believe that. What I do believe, however, is there's a powerful column by Gerard Baker who talks about the GOP having been turned into the party of wishful thinking. Really? How so? And then you speak about wishful thinking. Wishful thinking surrounding the Baltimore Orioles is easy right now. It's the most surprising team in baseball. It had been one of the most hapless franchises for years and years and years. They had a beautiful stadium, but the team has not had great outings recently. And an announcer is in a world of hurt for having acknowledged that on air, and in fact was suspended. We will get to that story and to more coverage of one of the great baseball brawls of recent times, which actually it sounds more like the old Howard Cosell covering all kinds of heavyweight fights. And then more about the heavyweight fights that we all might be witnessing on the debate stage from Milwaukee. If you're looking forward to anything in particular from that event, you can give us a call, 1-800-955-1776. We'll be right back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Thank you. USA News update. The Biden administration's restrictions on so-called ghost guns will remain in place for now. The Supreme Court, in an emergency ruling, agreed to pause a lower court's decision invalidating the regulations as the administration carries out its appeal. Ghost guns are firearm-making kits available online that people can assemble at home. Thousands of teenage scouts from around the world are being evacuated from a South Korea campsite. NBC reporter Janice Frere says the approaching typhoon is worrying parents.
South Korea's government has been trying to assure parents around the world that their kids will be safe, but the event was plagued by setbacks even as it started.
The British and American delegations have both pulled out from the event. Efforts to restore power are underway in some areas of the eastern U.S. after severe storms slammed the region Monday. At least two people were killed. 300,000 are without power. John Schaefer, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
On the Michael Medved Show, there's a general assumption that optimism is a good thing. It can be very helpful to you. It can be helpful in relationships, certainly. It can be helpful in business. It can be helpful in the way you arrange your life. But there is a difference between optimism, which is a rational calculation that you can make choices for your own benefit, and wishful thinking. And what's the difference? The wishful thinking is the belief that, well, things are going to take care of themselves. Somebody else is going to save you from a ruinous situation. And there's a piece under the free expression column in Wall Street Journal by Gerard Baker. The headline is Trump turned the GOP into the party of wishful thinking. And basically what he talks about is the decision by the overwhelming majority of the members of the U.S. Senate in 2021, right after the January 6th riots, that were really, at the time, so shocking to the country and so horrifying, and with 140 police injured. I mean, it was a major riot in American history with a direct political connection. And what Gerard Baker points out is that when people looked from the Republican so-called establishment, the members of the Senate, the members of the House, the Republicans who had to work with President Trump, many hoped, he says, that his energy and charisma could be harnessed to the pursuit of the party's long-running objectives. But when he violated the oath of office after the 2020 election, by attempting to overthrow the constitutional order, Republicans faced their worst choice yet between fact and faith-based decision-making. Bite the bullet and banish him from office, or keep wishing harder than ever. It wasn't really a contest, with a few exceptions. There were actually seven exceptions. There were seven members of the U.S. Senate who voted to remove Trump from office. Now, why was that important? Because if Trump had become the first president in the last days of his presidency to be removed from office, he would have been ineligible to run this time. You're disqualified from ever running again if you are removed from office. And Trump is the first president since Andrew Johnson to actually have a majority. There were 57 votes, 50 Democratic votes and 7 Republican votes to remove him from office. They needed 67. It wasn't really a contest. With a few exceptions, Republicans declined to vote to impeach or convict him in January and February 2021, many clinging to the misguided belief that he was finished anyway. They read his approval numbers. Gallup had him down to 34% at the end of his presidency and assumed his ego wouldn't allow him to launch another presidential bid that was surely doomed from the start. Well, that was wishful thinking. So they have spent 2.5 years, he's saying, the majority of Republicans in Congress, crossing their fingers and gripping their talismans despite a solid and immovable wall of evidence that Mr. Trump was going to run again and was a heavy favorite for his party's nomination. With one or two exceptions, his dozen or so Republican opponents continue to hope for a miracle rather than to do the hard work of trying to engineer one. The wish-inspired decision-making, writes Gerard Baker, was, as it always is, a substitute for honest, difficult decision-making. Few Republicans have wanted to risk the wrath of Mr. Trump's passionate supporters, but at the same time, many were always much more appalled than they let on at the thought of the man behind January 6th leading their party into the next election. Mr. Trump's latest indictment this week, last week, on charges relating to his attempt to overturn the 2020 election, signals that the long era of wishful thinking in the Republican Party leadership's relationship with Mr. Trump must come to an end. Not that everyone has recognized it. I suspect that even now a significant number of senior party figures, even as they express public outrage at the judicial tyranny on show and the charge sheet and the dubious legal theories of special counsel Jack Smith, are secretly, desperately hoping that somehow this case will spare them from having to keep on side with the former president. They're telling themselves that some new revelations at trial or even the possibility of a prison sentence will persuade enough Republican primary voters to withdraw their support, and that this chalice will pass their lips. Their wishes might finally come true, but I doubt it. The larger problem the latest charges represent isn't simply that they probably cement Mr. Trump's standing in the primary. It is that they present Republicans with a decision that has dramatic consequences for the rule of law. I don't know if Mr. Trump is guilty, writes Baker, and I certainly don't dispute that the Biden administration is pushing the bounds of prudent and proper law enforcement in a way that threatens stable government. It would be wishful thinking on my part to hope that in the best interest of the Republican justice, a jury might carefully weigh the case and acquit him. What he is talking about is this wishful thinking on the part of each side that things are going to go the way they want them to go or expect them to go. What's interesting here is when you look at Biden and Harris and what they have on offer right now, there's a piece in the New York Times by Zolan Cano Youngs. Harris is taking on a forceful new role in Biden's 2024 campaign. Yeah, that's good news for Democrats, right? You're going to have Kamala Harris take on a forceful new role, an attempt to silence concerns and reclaim momentum while shielding her boss. That's actually going to be a workable strategy. They're saying that giving more exposure to Kamala Harris, even though she has a approval ratings even below Joe Biden's, that giving her more exposure is going to reassure people about Biden's infirmities and difficulties. Meanwhile, there's also controversy over a leading hip-hop artist, Ne-Yo, who cautioned parents against, quote, transitioning their kids. Transitioning is a term that is used for gender confirmation surgery. And there is also the former owner of Bud Light, who is commenting on that brilliant decision made by his marketing department to use Dylan Mulvaney as an influencer for what used to be America's top-selling beer. And finally, there's a very moving column by a very veteran columnist who talks about the five stages of grief, as spelled out famously by Elizabeth Kubler-Ross many, many years ago. And those five stages of grief as applied to Biden versus Trump. We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show. You know how the line to the song goes, it's summertime and the living is easy. Well, it's not so easy, it's active. I mean, people try to get moving when it's summertime, which is why aches and pains really need to be dealt with. And the best way to deal with them that I've ever found is through Relief Factor. Take it every day. It really does help you feel better and move more easily. And it's entirely natural. It's extraordinary. Extraordinarily good for you. Go to michaelmedved.com. You can get Relief Factor with what they call a quick start, remarkably inexpensively. It's really a very special deal. And then you will probably become as regular a user as I am and millions of others. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start to make the most of your summer. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, one of the things that people have taken a great deal of comfort in recent weeks and months has been the baseball season, because there are all kinds of surprises and there are all kinds of teams that had never been thought of as championship caliber that are actually surging. I mean, in the American League West, which I follow particularly because I'm a Seattle Mariners fan, have been for more than 20 years. We've lived here in the Seattle area for 27 years now, believe it or not. In any event, in these American League West, the Texas Rangers, who have not been competitive at all, have been leading the division above the Houston Astros and the Mariners and the Angels and the rest. And in the American League East, in fact, in the American League in general, it's one of the great sports stories of recent years. The Baltimore Orioles have been a synonym for frustration. They've done horribly and have not been successful at all. And this year, they have the best record in the American League. They almost surely are going to be making the playoffs. They have a great collection of young players. And while broadcasting a game that the Orioles were going through, Kevin Brown, who's the play-by-play announcer, pointed out that the Orioles from Baltimore had a very miserable record whenever they played at Tropicana Field, which is home of the Tampa Bay Rays. And this, by the way, is also Camden Yards is a very well thought of stadium. The Tropicana Field, not so much. They've had problems there with that stadium and trying to get enough people to come out to Tampa Bay Rays games, even while the Rays have been very, very good. Here is what Baltimore broadcaster Kevin Brown said that got him into all kinds of trouble and got him indefinitely suspended from his broadcast role. Listen.
This has been maybe the toughest ballpark to play in, but the Orioles have a chance to do something special today. They've already clinched at least a split in the series, winning two of the first three, and they could pick up a series win behind Tyler Wells today. It's been a minute. The Orioles split a two-gamer with the Rays in June. They had lost their last 15 series here at Tropicana Field. You have to go back to when our now colleague Brett Brock picked up the win in the series finale, June 25th, 2017, the last time the Orioles won a series here at St. Pete. Already got 3-2 at the Trop this year after winning 3 of 18 the previous 3 years combined. It is a stark difference, Ben, and it is not a bad Rays team. It's not like all of a sudden the Rays became slouches in the American League East. They've led this division every day, but now two, and the Orioles once again are back alone in first place.
Okay. What is horrible here? The Orioles announcer suspended MLB broadcasters show support. In other words, talking about a difficult past is now unacceptable and can lead someone to severe career consequences like this. What's so bizarre about this is that by the way, the Orioles did win that series against the Rays in Tampa. And the insanity of this situation is extraordinarily unusual and bizarre. And what's so strange about it is right now we seem to have in our politics and in so much else in terms of the social world of America a preference for victimhood. Everybody wants to talk about, well, my victimization in the past. So why wouldn't you want to talk about the fact that the Orioles used to suck, that they used to be a really miserable, lousy team? Doesn't that simply make their achievement of performing now all the better? So this is the opposite being imposed by the Baltimore Orioles. It's the opposite of what seems to be the prevalent American attitude, which is talk about your hardships and your obstacles and your difficulties and your troubled past, and you'll do even better. Maybe that can help to explain what happened to with a Tim Anderson, a Josie Ramirez fight in the middle of a game. You know how they used to say in hockey, I went to a hockey match the other night, and in the middle of the fight, a game broke out. Well, this was like that, but it was baseball, and this is the way that Tom Hamilton called the game between the Cleveland Guardians and the Chicago White Sox. Listen.
Ramirez on his way to second. Head first slide. Safe, and in the score. Jimenez, and another hustle double right over the bag at first. Now Holsey and Anderson square off. They're fighting. They're swinging. Down goes Anderson. Down goes Anderson. Ramirez went in with a head first slide. Holsey never gets upset about anything. They came up chewing. Anderson squared off. Hosey decked him.
Okay, Hosey is Jose. Hosey Ramirez and Tim Anderson, they're all suspended. My God, when you actually look at the results of this initial confrontation, and it's something about, I think, sliding between the legs of Jose Ramirez did, of Tim Anderson. And this did not go well for him. Yes, and on a far more serious note, there was a sentencing today of Tao Tao, who is a former police officer. He had held back bystanders as Derek Chauvin had his knee on the neck of George Floyd. This is the report from Minneapolis, clip 6. This is the judge in Minneapolis announcing the sentence.
To be perfectly honest, after 3 years of reflection, I was hoping for a little more remorse, regret, acknowledgement of some responsibility, and less preaching. I think your culpability is less than Mr. Chauvin, but well above Mr. King and Mr. Lane. As an experienced senior officer who was in the best position to save George Floyd. Accordingly, it's my belief that a sentence at the top of the range would be condign punishment. So as to count two, having been found guilty by the court of aiding and abetting manslaughter in the second degree, after a trial pursuant to Minnesota Rule of Criminal Procedure 26.01, subdivision 3, judgment of the court is that you are convicted of that offense. Count one is dismissed pursuant to the negotiation. You are sentenced to 57 months in prison with credit for 340 days already served.
57 months in prison with day. You're talking, obviously, about a five-year almost term with a reduction of the time that he spent in prison already. Of course, people, naturally, you look at something like that and you think about, okay, what happens if there's any guilty verdict and one of these judges, and again, there are several cases, a couple of federal cases, federal indictments already in Miami and in Washington, D.C., and in Florida and Washington, D.C., and also two state cases pending, the one in Georgia, which hasn't been announced yet, and the one in New York State that already has. Will the judgments end up like what we just heard from Minnesota? Highly dubious. More dubious news to report on being canceled for taking a reasonable position on transgenderism in this greatest nation.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master plan destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.